Alrighty, guys, call it to order. If we want to adopt the agenda?
So moved.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. 3-0. Don't have any public here, so I don't need to do public comment. Want to approve the minutes from the previous meeting?
Yeah, just a question on the minutes. My timeline's kind of screwed up, but I have my calendar down that I was here on the 21st.
I thought the same thing.
I think I got here a little bit late.
Yeah, it says arrived at 3:14.
Right, it's got...
The names were reversed.
Yeah, it says adoption of agenda. On the minutes, it says adoption of agenda absent Garcia.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have you having arrived at 3:14. And the call to order was at 3:04. So if they did that before you got here.
So I was absent from the vote, not necessarily from the meeting.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That makes more sense.
I timestamped these so I can go back and check on.
It's got it up at the top.
Got it. Okay. Mm-hmm.
They have boats in the Army. We have ships in the Navy.
Okay.
It's true.
You were really there.
I thought I was there.
Absolutely.
You were just
I remember every second of it.
Okay.
So move to approve the minutes, then.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And chair votes aye. 3-0. And now, Miss Linda.
All right, here's your... Does everybody have one of these?
Yes, ma'am.
And then I think I emailed everybody the March and April EAP. So there it is, guys. That's what we have as of. And if you want, I have one. I think maybe I did bring it. Maybe I didn't. One as of. Maybe I.
So we had 35,000 plus in interest, I'm guessing, on the VIP. Is that what that is?
Mm-hmm.
That's 35,000. $700 difference or $600 difference. I'll say.
And then I ran one as a 5-3.
708.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I ran one as a 5-3, and it's 7,121,809.83 for your information. I mean, I just did that last week. Kelly, it's hot in here.
It ain't that hot. Yeah,
it's real hot or air conditioner hot? I'm hot too. But
I am too.
I'm warm.
Says the man in the sweatsuit.
Well, I have a little.
That might have something to do with it, huh, Rudy?
Brenda, is it Brenda hot or is it really hot in here? She said, no, this is like, it's really warm in here. It's not just me.
Oh, have mercy.
So is there anything else anybody needs?
Anything else?
No, I think at one of the meetings we had talked about...
I think you had talked about cash flow at
yes.
one point. And I know Aaron and I, we were going back and forth on that for a while. We went through with Munis. They have a cash flow module, but it's for more so forecasting out in the future cash flow projections rather than, you know, historical cash flow projections. Now, the only thing that we could do, which sometimes the way things hit our financial system versus what hits the bank account, you know, just a timing issue, you know, we could show what hit our financial system versus for deposits versus disbursements, or, you know, they would have to pull it from the bank statements if we want to match up to those sheets that we've been given out where it shows everything.
And Rudy, you're probably asking why our balance is so low. This April's one of our very, very low months anyway. So we're...
Oh, no, I kind of figured that considering that we're going to start getting money here in about 2 more weeks.
They had right much mail today. They're processing right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it will come in.
Yeah.
April is one of the lower months. And then,
So far, based upon this, looking at the top sheet, the April 29th, so we deposited in 7,058,000 into the VIP. So we're, based on this, we're at, you know, we're probably about 42, mm-hmm. about 60,000 up. Mm-hmm. Interest that's been made in the VIP since it's opened up.
When did we open that up?
July 1, we put in
$5 million.
$5 million, yeah.
And then you transferred another couple million. Two, 3 months ago?
Was it February?
When we were cashing out those other accounts and combining it all into the one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, no, the reason for the cash flow thing was for us to look and see
if there was any more room
so that we could use some of that money to put in a longer-term investment.
And I'm going to really say the months you need to look at is going to be May and June.
Okay.
Because we really don't want to go any lower than this balance right now until we get the revenue from the taxes coming back in. Because your school payroll is about 2.5
2.6
a month. So,
but if you cut his salary, it'll take it down to about 2, it'll be fine.
Absolutely. That's why I'm retiring and headed to Jamaica.
Can I go with you?
Absolutely.
Come on. Had a girl in the beach day. She got a, in her, for Mother's Day, she got a kayak in her living room.
Oh, that's so cool.
She was excited.
Linda, so just on the front page. So those should be April right there, right? Because that says April 29th.
Oh yes, yeah, I'm sorry.
Make sure I'm.
That was when I got puzzled looking at it, yeah. And I didn't
Steve,
look up.
Yeah, I just I left March. Steve, and I had to run up
That's
there.
Fine.
I'm sorry.
No, I just wanted to make sure I was looking at.
My bad. The figures are right. The dates are wrong. Kelly, we're having a bad day on those today.
I had a sub look at me and say, well, what period is it? I said, I don't know. I just, wherever Miss Boiseau tells me to go, that's where I go.
So,
I think as far as the general fund, we're kind of, I mean, obviously we're at our low.
Mm-hmm.
Our low dollar amount kind of for the month.
So Mike, one of the things we talked about, I think, at the meeting that you weren't here, mm-hmm. was the different options available for
investment
CDs, mm-hmm. right, mm-hmm. that are paying actually a little bit better than what we're getting out of the VIP right now.
Okay. But 6 month or a year or 2 years?
Yes, all of the above.
I think they had
everything.
A lot of
they had everything from a 6 month up to a 5 year.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they were.
The longer you tie it in, mm-hmm. the mm-hmm. higher there.
But even the six-month one was paying more than 0.85, which is what we're in right now. Okay. I wish I'd have brought that with me, but I didn't. So I don't know what the next steps are, folks.
My suggestion would be that we look at May.
Once those numbers come in, mm-hmm. complete?
Once we get those deposits in.
Yeah, so one of the challenges, Linda, was that if we decide to go with this other investment options, right, that's going to require more active management.
You were going to help me.
Yeah, I'd be happy to do that. But I mean, because it's not just dump it in the bank and forget about it. You have to go in and choose the ones and then make sure you're rolling them over, and you have a ladder strategy where your stuff is coming due as you need the money.
Right. You can roll it to where...
Whether it's 3 months, 6 months.
Instead of us having to sit here to wait for 3 to 4 months to get it, we'll have something each time.
Mm-hmm. And I think Rudy,
he
did offer to...
Yep. I mean, it's pretty simple.
Yeah.
I mean, once you figure it out,
yeah.
using it is the learning curve on using the software is probably the hardest thing. So.
That makes sense to me.
So, how do you want to handle it?
Do we want to wait? I mean, I can send you some estimated balances.
Yeah, Steve just left.
So let me ask you this question. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about possibly doing a $500,000 CD at a time. And just out of the back of my mind, that would be the number, because that would lock up over 6 months. That would lock up $3 million, but you'd always have another 500,000 coming out, 500,000 plus, and if you can't afford to do it one time, then you just don't.
Then you do a lower amount with a less amount.
I think the big key is going to be once these big projects start going, and if the board decides to use cash for the water projects, that's where we're going to see a significant change in bank balances, but that's at least a good six months
down the road.
Probably not till absolute earliest November, December.
Yeah,
but probably more likely January.
And see,
but I need 900,000 in the next 2-3 weeks too.
I do too.
Yeah, but I mean,
where are we going?
Is that for the water project? The checks we talked about, we got to write.
Right, for the deposit and some of the project costs. So
the initial
in the next how many? What did you say, Steve?
For sure in the next
within a month.
Yeah, we should have the revenues in.
By
the end of the fiscal year,
okay.
For sure.
Yes.
Okay, we'll have.
My preference would be approve at the June 1st board meeting and then make payment not later than after the June 5th deadline.
Okay, yeah,
that.
Because
okay.
Then, yeah, see, the Tanasca check does not roll in here until that, probably be that first week of June.
Okay. Yeah, and these will be paper checks unless we want to do wire transfers to the little piddly bank.
The piddly bank.
That's a technical term, the piddly bank.
What piddly bank?
Well, I don't know much about banks, but I mean, the bank at Zion Crossroads, I mean, a little local bank.
Oh, Virginia Community Bank shares.
Take a local paper check in there for $250,000 or $600,000 or do a wire transfer. It's not like a rush for the money. So I would assume we could
do a check, yeah. Because I don't even...
That way I'd give it to Chester, and Chester can deposit. So.
Okay.
And Steve, either you or Eric was going to check and see, did we need approval from the board specifically to enter into this arrangement?
E-commerce.
I'm positive that was an Eric thing.
I probably...
Even if it wasn't, I'm positive it was. I don't recall that.
I'm positive it's going to be an Eric thing.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't recall that we needed to go to the board on it, but it has to be.
It's probably a good idea, guys.
Fred's office, yeah. And then with the board.
Yeah.
So do we need to come up with the motion?
What's the contract that you're talking about?
Okay. So it's a different firm other than the VIP firm. It's that firm.
Oh, okay.
It's the E-Connect. That was through the bank. I can't remember what their name is right now.
Is that what we came? That's not what we came in here and listened to that day.
Yes.
Is it? Is okay.
Now, did he ever? I don't remember what the gentleman's name was, but did he ever get you any information, Linda?
Did we get substantive answers?
I think he was supposed to come back to us with some stuff. Didn't we ask him for a sample of how to get this codified?
Yes. I thought so. I thought we had asked him
for... It's not like the first time they've done this. We wanted to know how do we get it through our
board.
Yeah. And there should be some sample we've got or some draft.
I'll follow up.
But, I mean, he got back with you with actual answers. Rather than the...
No, he did not.
No, he did not. Linda had some questions. I think you had, Steve had some questions.
Both of them had questions, and we got the same generic answer every time.
Yeah. And he was supposed to come back to us in the morning. So, all
right.
And if you're not sure that you're going to do it, you should listen to the last tape, because I'm sure it says it.
You know what I'll just do? It'll be quicker.
I can't imagine that I'd volunteer to do anything that says finance after it, so... I don't do any finance stuff at home.
I know one person that absolutely did not volunteer for it.
Yes, you're right, sir. Absolutely.
That would be absolutely me. I know. I can't tell you between the two of y'all which one of you did, but I can tell you who did.
Linda, were your questions again? Because I think we had questions. What other
Virginia localities use it?
Yeah, and that's why we asked them. Who else uses it? But how do you codify that within a locality? Because they must have experience that somebody's done it before.
And it's real good to talk to these people because they really give you a straightforward answer. And I learned that on.
Yes. Yes, I do.
It's not always the answer you think they're going to give you, but.
Well, so regarding the cash flows, I mean, I don't know what you can get. I can get something that shows it too, but it's good. It's not going to match up to the bank statement. So
because the outstanding and
we just need to have enough information to make a decision on how much of this $7 million should we put in
into
the other?
And this $7 million is the $7 million we're talking about possibly using, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Although for the Zion Crossroads project, it absolutely would not be any kind of lump sum. It'd be over the course of the contract.
Yeah,
for
as we've been going through it,
to get it out of there without any potential downside or
penalty,
early withdrawal fees or whatever. Yeah. It's fine, but we're going to need. Well, we're going to spend almost $6 million over the next. We're going to identify $6 million we're going to have to spend.
Well, we usually
a couple million on the front end, $3 million maybe on the front end.
Well, but we usually have 6 months before any of. I mean, depending on what the board wants to go, that any of that money is going to get touched, really.
Yeah.
If that's the case, then if we're talking about doing a 6 month, then we better do it.
And you know what rates are, like a 6 month or a 3 month?
Based on what he showed us, they were over the 0.85.
Yeah.
You could go online and look at them, right?
They're better than what we're getting.
Yeah. Right.
We had to go online and get.
And what were the fees? I remember that was one.
Built in.
They're built in.
Yeah. That was all built into the rate. We don't pay them.
So we don't pay them.
Yeah. So as long as the rate is as good as we can get with the safety we need, there's probably no reason not to go that way, as long as it's got the legitimate safety rules that the state
requires.
As long as it meets that, the rest of it, you just have to make sure it's above whatever we get from someone.
And if other Virginia localities, I'm sure they've already researched this.
Yeah. Anything else then?
Yeah, no. I'll get with Aaron, and we'll kind of what I'll do. We'll take.
She tried with Munis too.
Yeah, we'll take like a 6 month sample, and I'll see what I have in Munis versus what's kind of showing to see what the difference is, is like timing and stuff. But I think it'd probably give us at least for maybe Rudy's purposes a good idea of what's the deposits versus disbursements.
And the bank can't give us that electronically.
Yeah, but Munis and, it's just.
Well, we don't really care if it, we don't really care if it balances with Munis. I mean, well, somebody cares about those.
No, but
all we want to know is the pattern, the levels and the pattern. Because that's what we're trying to look for, is where the highs and lows and what the pattern is, so that we're not going beyond what's reasonable.
Yeah,
to prevent Mike from having to write a check for payroll.
Yeah, exactly.
Could
I'll hit Frankie in the head and
just
steal his check.
Could Jamaica to get him to write it?
Could the bank rep? Couldn't he just go through and look at every month and say, "This is total checks that went out. This is total deposits for like a certain period."
We'll ask. Sure.
Well, I mean, any regular bank teller can tell you that.
Yeah.
Well. Yes, but sometimes if you're going back in statements, sometimes you only go back so far. I mean,
we can only go back 5 years.
Oh, is that how you
I
go
think
back
it's five to 7 years,
I didn't think it was that long.
But even if you go 5 years, that's plenty.
No, I know. Rudy was just looking for 3 years.
Oh, you want 3 years?
Yep. Just to kind of match up what we did with the balance.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
We can get some monthly runs to just show deposits, expenditures, balance.
Where's our low? Where's our low time going to be?
Right now,
April.
Yeah,
April probably. October.
October.
April and October.
I'm all over that. Yeah.
You know what surprises me, and maybe they do that, but it would surprise me if I can't call the bank and talk to their business account people, and they ought to be able to push a button and show me a chart right online now, because I can do it with my banks. Just look at my. My history, my
your spending. What do they call it? Your spending.
Yeah,
your spending.
Whatever. But I mean, you think that the business accounts would have that capability?
I'm sure they probably do. And if I get it, I'll shoot it to you.
With a potato gun.
I got one of those.
If we can get that, and Eric can get us the answers on what we have to do to get this thing moving,
just get it started.
Yeah. We can put it on the June 1st agenda then for the board.
Now, if we end up having revenues better than what we thought and have $300,000 or $400,000 extra, that would be extra money that we have.
Yeah, it'll just go straight into fund balance.
Yeah.
And the dollars you've been seeing where we're saying green, this has to come off.
Right,
these other
right.
It'll just be added
into
the top
into
line.
The green.
Right. Yeah. Well, it'll be added into the top line for the balance. So it'll be a higher balance.
Correct, but the green will grow.
Right. Yeah, on the red, green, and yellow chart.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You like colors, huh?
No, Steve does.
Hey, Steve loves colors, yeah. But I'm a visual person. I can sit there and look at something and I can remember it.
Red, yellow, and green is easy for anybody in America.
So. Unless you, you know, especially in a driver's head car. It's red!
That's why you have two sets of pedals.
Oh, my God.
Okay, next meeting. Please don't tell me it's June 6th.
Look, I can't. Well, never mind. Because June and July are my off months. And I don't know if our schedule is going to stay the same way. But I was going to ask next year if we could do it during my planning.
Which is what time?
Same time, Tuesdays.
Oh, on Tuesdays.
On Tuesdays, the same time.
Instead of Monday.
At 2 o'clock. Because I start my planning at 1:15. That's just food for thought.
I can work with
the end of the year.
I mean, it's up to her.
It's actually better because I just told Kelly, we have a meeting with Steve from 11 to 1. So we ran over today. So I'm running up the hill to get this to come and running back down here.
Yeehaw.
So.
That would know why she's sweating.
So you don't want to do you don't want to do June the 6th.
No, sir, please. That is the deadline.
That is D-Day, Linda Day. Want to go to
you want to go to the following week?
The 11th, yeah, the 13th.
Yeah, that's much better for me.
That's fine. That would be closed out, and the board should have taken action by then. Assuming we've got all the information. As long as this finance board has already approved to send it to the board for answer, and then the answer is approved by the board, then you won't need any more approvals from the finance board to go forward.
And all we're trying to do is just find a better financial investment tool.
Yeah.
So now,
just to get a higher rate of return.
Yeah. So June 13th, that's a Monday, right?
So all of the information, all the due diligence, Steve, you guys will do that and present it to the board on the 1st of June.
Yep.
So we'll have an answer by
then. Eric can vet it with you guys back and forth before then, but then we'll plan on putting on the June 1st board agenda.
Okay.
And it's an easy put together, unless there's some.
Okay.
Why we need samples from those guys.
And then jumping around like a jumping bean.
It's a Monday.
June the 13th, 2 o'clock.
Okay, got it.
Okay, that is also...
That is the normal finance board day.
I was going to say, mine's already come up as June the 13th.
Yeah. But it's also your constitutional officer's lunch day.
Yeah, but she wanted to bring that.
What time's lunch?
11, 12.
11. Well, I mean, the meeting's from 11 to 1, but...
Oh,
you're
going to have
that kind of lunch, yeah.
So that is the regular time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's already popped up on my calendar.
Well, that'll be okay because we shouldn't be that long, right?
No.
Because the only thing we'll have to do then is if the board approves it is, Eric, is go through whatever documentation we need to do and then schedule a training session with them to either do a webinar with us or to come out here and sit down.
Sit down.
And then once we do that, we can probably go to quarterly meetings.
Oh, that would be nice.
You know, you and
it'll be good to get through the summer. If you do the June one, then
maybe September.
September, yeah, that'd be great.
That would be great.
Oh, okay. You're talking about do the June. I was sitting there going, I'm going July. When am I leaving?
June and then not come back until September, unless something
in July.
Comes up.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. I'm telling you right now. I told my wife I'll stay in Florida as long as you want.
Yeah, but I mean, once that decision is made and the amount of money that we're given to use in the new investment model works or is approved, then it's just a matter of your team, including me, helping you
do it.
Doing it, yeah. And then once we do the first one, it'll just be a matter of whatever the first one gets ready to mature, then we have to meet again to put it into something else. I mean, at that point, it becomes easy.
I think it's just learning their
software. It's just making sure we stay up to date with it and roll from one to the next.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the one thing we're going to start having, which we're going to start be able to rolling at some point, is we've got the EMS cost recovery account too. That's not even included in here,
right?
The balance in that, and you know, I'm not
because I didn't put that on there.
Yeah, at some
of those dollars are not in there.
No,
sir. Right. No, they are not in there.
I mean,
because that's a total separate account.
This $250,000 deposit for the the service fund for the JRWA for the next 30 years.
I mean, I could put it on there for informational purposes only.
Yeah, I mean, probably on that one, on the one sheet, I'll probably start listing that on there.
Okay.
Since it's kind of...
The other night you said it's going to also... You gave us up-to-date number, but you said we'll have 60 days after the end of the fiscal.
So what happens? So we have two more months in the fiscal
right.
year, but let's just say someone has an ambulance transport on like June 30th. Well,
right.
that's still in fiscal year 16, so usually it's going to take 30 to 60
August,
for us to get the revenue.
End of August before we go.
Yeah.
The bills don't follow.
Correct.
Duty, so you've got to process that out.
I'm not going to be sitting in the back and write a check while I'm sitting in the back.
No. Or while you're in the emergency room.
No, they have 1 year to do bill processing, insurance companies, to through Medicare. So theoretically, there could be even something coming after that. But once our books are closed out, we'll count it to the next fiscal year. So we got, we got...
What was it? What was the account? What was the account?
155.
Yeah. Okay. So I think we'll be. I think by the easily by end of July, we should have.
And when
that
did we start billing?
October 1st it was supposed to be, but really didn't get kicked off hard until I think November 1st.
November.
Yeah, but we really didn't start getting in information like.
No, baby. What? From what?
When we could bill.
Yeah.
Correct.
Right. So, I mean, basically, let's say December 1st.
And then
go back 2 months from now.
Yeah.
So you're talking about going back to March. So from December to March, we got 155,000.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. We do hope that it'll be in the 5 to 7 range.
I'm going to tell you, then the other thing some of them do is they bill for, and I don't know if Mike and him are ever interested in doing this, continually having fire alarms go off at the same place. They actually, after the third time, they start to send bills.
Homeowner or bill.
Usually it's a business. I mean,
homeowners have them too in Albemarle County.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm telling you, because, we have consistently the same addresses.
Sure. Yeah,
two or three of them. It's not much fun at 2 o'clock in the morning when the thing goes off. You're going,
when you're almost assured that it's the same place again, that it's going to be a false alarm, but you still got to...
You got to go make sure, because just in case,
Yeah, because one time you don't go?
I mean, I hate to say it this way. The nursing home loses water pressure. Every time they lose water pressure, the alarm goes off. And so, you can't not go there.
I wonder why they lose water pressure.
All of them do. That's the last time we had one go off up here. We had water pressure, a sensor went bad. And it went off while we were down at the track. And they came across the mic and said, we have a legitimate fire alarm going off. And I looked at the guys at the track and they said, go. So I ran up a hill, and that's when I saw the maintenance guys. And they said, yeah, we think we got a sensor. It's water pressure.
Good thing you weren't at the golf tournament. Then you would have had to run up in your cleats, man.
Oh,
been
go
a safety
ahead, brother.
Hazard.
Be the first time I've ever had one of those. My OSHA approved ladders I'm always on. All righty.
So we done?
Motion to adjourn?
Second.
Seconded? All in favor?
Aye.
I'm sorry.
Say something. Be careful.